Test 2. Listening. Part 2. Exam practice. You'll hear a girl called Karen talking to her class about an activity she did with her family. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
My family and I have just had an amazing holiday. We went to Canada so that we could go dog sledding. If you've never seen a dog sled before, it's basically a big vehicle that has strips of wood under it instead of wheels. It can be pulled along across the snow with you riding on it. Teams of dogs called huskies pull it along, and it's amazing fun. We arrived to find our accommodation was based in a small village, but there were quite a few shops and restaurants and other things like that because it was also a ski resort. My brother and I were really pleased about that as we needed something to do in the evenings. The dog sledding centre was slightly outside the village in a valley, which was really beautiful, so I got plenty of photos of it. There was a steep slope with a forest on one side and a high mountain on the other. On the day we went dog sledding, we arrived at the centre to find a group of other people already there and nearly 50 dogs waiting for us, all harnessed to their sleds and ready to get started. In fact, they could hardly wait. We were a bit nervous of them to begin with, as they looked quite fierce and they were very loud with their barking. But in fact, we soon discovered they were all very sociable. They really loved meeting and being around visitors. We were allowed to go up to the different sleds and stroke the dogs. They were amazing to look at, with their curly tails, and many had bright blue eyes. First, our leader gave us a brief history talk, followed by a short introduction to the dogs we'd be using, and finally a safety lesson, which I was very relieved to get, as by this time I was wondering how I'd managed to drive 8 excited dogs through the snow. You had to be at least 15 if you wanted to be the driver, so my 11-year-old brother was a bit disappointed he couldn't drive, but he still loved being around the dogs. I felt a bit sorry for him, but was pleased I was 16 and could get the chance to do it. A few minutes later, we were ready to go, the dogs straining to get started, even while the sleds were still tied down. My brother and I were in one, and Mum and Dad in another. All went well for a while, and it was great fun. First, our sled was pulled by the dogs along a very snowy path. Then we turned a corner and they raced down a hill. But before we knew it, we were crossing a frozen lake, which was scary. But luckily we made it to the other side. The dogs were running amazingly fast by then. And as we were going up a hill, my brother jumped off the sled and tried to run alongside them. But he just couldn't keep up. I soon discovered as well that while I was in control of the sled, it wasn't a good idea to stand up as it meant I'd probably fall off, and once I'd let go, the dogs might just run off without us. But it was the most amazing fun, and you could see the dogs loved it too. I'd expected we might see some wildlife while we were flying along. Of course, because of the harsh winter there, a lot of creatures like reptiles can't survive. But there are certainly bears in the area, which luckily we didn't come across. I was really hoping to see some wolves, though, but sadly there were no sightings. We did hear them one night back in the village, but the only creatures we actually spotted from the sled were deer and a few mountain goats and sheep, which were very good at climbing. Of course, it was really freezing cold during the trip. Everyone in the family had brought really warm clothes, but luckily we also managed to hire some winter boots, which were essential for walking on the frozen snow without slipping over or getting very cold feet. The special snow trousers we had were useful too. Then, when the sled ride was over, we went off and saw the sights. We watched as some husky races were just coming to an end and took photos of the winners. Then we walked on and had a look round some ice sculptures, which we all agreed were totally amazing and reminded me of the castles that my brother and I built one year on holiday in the sand. Anyway, it was all fantastic. Now, any questions?